champion. My name's Sam Crowley. I've got one question for you. How is your dream? How is your dream today, champion? You know, this is the first week of October 2008, and where we live, I know this show goes out to over 150 countries all around the world, but where we live, we are in quite a financial predicament here with our financial bailout, stock market down, fell below 10,000 yesterday for the first time in a long, long time. So, why am I depressing you the first 30 seconds? I'm not. Actually, this is a very encouraging podcast. A quick hit, motivational, inspirational podcast by your coach, speaker, author, world-renowned, every day is Saturday, Sam Crowley. Okay? Now, I ask you, how is your dream? Because it should never be stronger than it is right now. It has to be stronger than ever to withstand what's going on where we live. And if you haven't felt it yet around the world, you soon will. No big deal, though, because as long as you have a plan, you will be just fine. See, I exited the rat race some 36 months ago for the first time, had to go back in a second time, learned even more quickly how to get out the next time, and now here I am speaking to audiences all around the world. I just happened to find myself in the beautiful Sunshine State today with my VIP coaching clients in Orlando, Florida. I'm down here for 2 days of very, very intense one-on-one coaching to help this couple make every day Saturday, and trust me when I tell you they are on a record pace much quicker than I ever did it, which is awesome. That's the way you want it to be. You hire a coach and you hire someone who's been where you want to go to limit the learning curve, and it's awesome, man. That's why I do what I do, speak, encourage, inspire all around the world. I love it, man, but you know, they have a plan right now, and they have their plan, so they don't have to be a part of someone else's plan. And I watch these guys now starting to testify in front of our Congress here in the States and try to mumble and fumble and stutter about how they didn't see any of this financial crisis coming, how they earned hundreds of millions of dollars in the past 5-7 years or so, while the rest of America just sat idly by and left their investments in their hands, which, you know, hey, you do what you got to do, right? I thought 3 years ago that my plan was a better plan than what others had for me. And I got to ask you that question, my friend, right now. Your dream has to be so incredibly powerful. Nobody is going to dream for you. Do you understand that? Does that make sense? That nobody is going to fulfill your dream. You must have your own plan. And a plan simply is something that just drives you. Your plan, your dream, I mean, it drives you. It wakes you up at 3 in the morning. You can't sleep anymore. You have to write it down. You go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, even if you have to go to a job, which is most people. And you know what, in the grand scheme of things, my website, my message is not about quitting your job, all right? I'm just saying if you're unhappy with where you currently are, you've got to change the scenery, man. I used to sit next to so many individuals in the slave camps that just hated what they did. They badmouth their boss. They talk about their boss at the bar. They talk about their boss on the way home. They call me on the cell phone complaining about their boss. But at the end of the day, they still sent their boss a Christmas card. They still went over to their dinner, and we had to sit there and listen to everybody, love everybody, while actually they hated them on the side. I mean, it's the most dysfunctional family I've ever been around. And I thought that was just me. It's everybody that I talk to. People want so much more out of life, but they don't have a plan on how to get there. You know how to develop your plan. First of all, get your dream, all right? And your dream is that thing that you think about, that if you woke up Monday and didn't have to go to work, what would it look like? Or if you love the company that you work for, which is just A-OK, okay, you don't have to quit your job, what function within that organization would you like to be? And if people are too insecure to accept you, the fact that you've actually went on your own and learned a lot more than they did, if they're that insecure, then you need to let go and you need to go find another avenue. If they're not insecure, if they're actually empowering you to go after your dream and help make the organization a better place to work, then keep going, man. Put that plan together. Either way, it's fine. Saturday can be in the workplace. Saturday can be outside of the workplace. But I'll tell you what, you better put a plan together soon and you better implement that. And you better stop thinking about, oh, I can't do that. You know, that's too difficult. As every time I get started, I just get stuck because I don't really know where to go. Well, for first thing you need to do, you need to write this down, first of all. You need to listen to this podcast about 10 more times because it's going to contain a lot of wisdom for you to look back on, take notes on. Just put it into your mind, man. If nothing else, put the headphones on and just tune everybody out around you. Don't listen to all that other stuff going on. But the first thing you need to do is develop your plan and understand that you got to get in motion. Get in motion. Do something. Just do something. You know, you can't steer a ship. Every sailor knows that you can't steer a ship that isn't moving forward. Right? Champions understand that in order to change direction, you first have to get moving forward. Get going. Do something. Don't just sit around like everybody else that you work with or that you're around at the coffee shop that says, oh, I wish, if only. Oh, my Lord, those are the two words that are just, they'll cripple you. If only. Right? If only I would have had that. If only I could have done this. You can do that. But you got to get in motion. In order to change direction, you first have to be moving forward. Without momentum, even the easiest, I mean the simplest task can seem insurmountable. When you have momentum on your side, your future looks bright. Obstacles appear smaller. With momentum, any kind of change is possible. So what do you need? You need a dream. I know all of you have a dream. All the emails I get, the hundreds and thousands of emails I get, the voicemails telling me about your dream. If we haven't connected, there's a lot of ways to connect with me. Share that right on my wall. Go to Facebook right on my wall. Tell me what your dream is. I'll know who the real players are out there, who the real doers are. If you and I connect on Facebook, for example, I don't need any more friends on Facebook. I have about 600 or 700, but I'd love to have 7,000 people with a dream connecting with me. I'll respond to it. May not be right away. May not be the next day. May not even be for a week if I'm traveling or speaking. But I will connect back with you and encourage you to defend your dream. Go to my Facebook page and put your dream on my wall there and on my board and just say, hey, man, this is my dream. I'm going after it. Thanks. I heard your podcast today. It's awesome. I have a dream and I have a plan and I'm not going to become a part of someone else's plan. Why? Because their plan is not very exciting for you. Just like our financial crisis right now that we have in the States, everybody had a plan, but it was their plan. All these guys in charge of the money on Wall Street, all of these greedy, greedy, greedy CEOs who were in charge were thinking about who? Gosh, I wonder who the guy at the top of the corporate pyramid's thinking about every waking moment. 99.9% of these men and women. Who do you think they're thinking of? Them. You honestly think they even have a clue who you are, number one. Secondly, what your dream is. And even if you tell them, trust me when I tell you, it's in one ear and out the other. Okay, so get your dream in place. Put a plan around that. Hold yourself accountable. Put it on my dream board there on my Facebook account. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Send it to somebody. Tell somebody about your dream and start owning it, man. Step up. Step up and stand out. Don't be mediocre. Don't look back on your life and say, oh, you know, if only I could have had just a little more time. If I would have known what I know then, what I know now. I mean, guys I used to work with, men and women I left on the corporate battlefield, are holding on to a stock that's trading at about 50% of where it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was trading twice as high as it is now. That was 1998. Still holding on, though. Still think a 401k and a pension's a good investment. They just don't trust their dream. They just don't trust themselves. And the main reason why is because all of the crap that's been programmed into their mind. If you haven't plugged into the 40-some podcast we have on Every Day is Saturday, what are you waiting for? Immerse yourself in personal development. Download any other motivational podcast. I don't care where you get it from. Just make sure you're not getting it from the water cooler. That's the last place you want to search for advice on where to get a dream, where to get a plan to defend that dream. I'm here. I'm out there. I'm there for you, Sam Crowley from everydayissaturday.com. Send me an email. Let's connect on a social network. Go over to Facebook right on the wall, man. Say, Sam, I heard the podcast. I'm going after my dream, and I'm going to get in motion today. See, a lot of you are going to get paralyzed by fear. You're going to take one step out. Oh, geez, I talked to somebody about my business. Oh, I can't do it anymore. They told me it was a bad idea. Well, you know what? If you're worried about other people's opinion about you, stay in a job. Go to the drive-thru at your nearest fast food restaurant and apply right now. Because then everyone will think you're pretty normal because you're kind of doing what everyone's doing. If you want to own the restaurant and be in charge of the people that work at the drive-thru, then you got to step out and quit worrying about what other people think about you. I quit worrying about a long time ago. And trust me when I tell you, my income skyrocketed as a direct result of me not worrying about what other people think. I think about my family. My motto, and I've said it 1,000 times, God, family, health, business. God, family, health, business. Very spiritual, close with my family, exercise, stay fit, because I want to live the best life I can possibly live with the most minimal ailments as possible. I'm in control. I create momentum. I head to the gym. I watch what I eat. And then it's my business. And if I get those first three in line, the next one should take care of itself quite nicely. I'm in the beautiful state of Florida. I'm flying back to Cincinnati tonight to get back to my dream of making every day Saturday from my home base there in Cincinnati. But while I'm in Florida, I'm with coaching clients who have a phenomenal plan. And their plan was not easy. It wasn't easy at all, but it was very simple once they made the decision. And they cut the cord and they said, we are not looking back. And, you know, it's been a while since I put a podcast out because I have a major, major, major announcement coming out. I can't say anything about it. It's very, very close to the best. Top secret. And I don't think I've ever said that. But this is going to explode on the personal development scene. And it's something that has not only changed my life, it has changed the lives of others already. And we haven't even moved forward right now with the project. It's going to be unbelievable. Stay tuned to the Everyday Saturday Show to find out more. So let's connect. I want to hear about your dream. I want to hear that you're committed to your dream. I want to hear you're not going to rely on being in the plans of somebody else who's only thinking about themselves. If you're in a job, congratulations. If you love that job, you are awesome. Make a difference within that organization. Just make sure you're okay with having other people feel insecure around you as you develop yourself. Keep going to the top. Keep making a difference. Stay tuned into personal development. Tune out all the negative noise, and you will soon find out you're moving closer to the Saturday lifestyle. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com. I believe in you, I believe in your dream, and I believe you are a champion. God bless you guys.